We'll turn to issue number one now, the job scene. September was worse than the experts actually thought it would be. The Labor Department reporting 263,000 jobs were lost in September. That turns out to be 90,000 more than those so-called experts, those economists out there, were predicting.
Yeah, and it's only the second time this year that job losses were up from the previous month. The nation's unemployment rate hit 9.8% last month. That is the highest that it's been in 26 years. Well, President Obama calls those numbers sobering. Just more bad news to end his week on top of Chicago's failed Olympic bid.
President Obama is basically, Betty, echoing what a lot of analysts have said, and that is, even as a recession comes to an end, even as things start to turn around in an economy, unemployment always lags behind. That's basically what he said yesterday in the Rose Garden after coming back from Copenhagen. And it is also what he said this morning in his weekly radio and web address. Take a listen.
We've certainly made progress on this front since the period last winter when we were losing an average of 700,000 jobs each month. But yesterday's report on September job losses was a sobering reminder that progress comes in fits and starts, and that we will need to grind out this recovery step by step.
I do want to congratulate Rio de Janeiro and the nation of Brazil for winning the 2016 Olympics. I think this is a truly historic event, as these will be the first Olympic Games ever to be held in South America. And as neighbors in the Americas, as friends to the Brazilian people, we welcome this extraordinary sign of progress and the fact that the 2016 Games will be in the Americas.
NATO says five U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan, three killed in eastern Afghanistan, two in an attack and another in a roadside bombing. Two others were killed by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. The fighting has been reported elsewhere in the country today as well.